look at his record.
You know, his ERAs in certain years and the amount of wins he put on the board and the way he could set up hitters and fool hitters and get them off balance. And it all relied around his fastball, believe it or not. Control of the fastball.
Were there times where you'd go out to the mound to tell him something and he'd say, you know what, I'm going to do this or that? And
I never questioned him, believe me. He was a lot smarter about pitching than I ever thought I could be. But no, whatever he wanted to do, you let him do it.
How much did Tom and Greg sort of feed off each other?
Well, I think they all fed off each other. Even Steve Avery and John Smoltz when they were there. You know, one good game would lead to another good game. And, you know, if one threw a three-hitter, the other one would want to go out and throw a shutout, two-hitter. So, and they were competitive on and off the field on everything. Golf tournaments, you know, the Masters and things like that. We would always pick certain players. And, you know, it was fun, a lot of fun.
How special is it not only going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow, but also being joined by Tony La Russa and Joe Torre as well?
Well, it means everything. It could never fall like this again. Two managers that I've respected my entire career, and two of my own players. And how much better could that be? So, you know, I think it's just something made out of heaven that landed in heaven here at Cooperstown.